Welcome. Domain Dave with CheapWineFighter.com with another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. It's a written review on the website, and it has all the links to the pertinent information so you can learn a little bit something about the wine. And then we plug in the microphone and we talk about a little bit and talk about the stuff we don't really talk right about. And what we have today is Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Santa Rita Hills Chardonnay 2021. It's a $12.99 wine. It seems to be the first Grand Reserve and maybe above wines of the fall and winter. The last couple of years, Trader Joe's been pulling out all the stops and coming up with some pretty wild bargain wines in the Reserve collection. And Santa Rita Hills is in the San Juanes Valley of Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is 100 miles north of Los Angeles, and LA can get pretty hot, and so can Santa Barbara, but there is a large triangle-shaped piece of land that juts out into the Pacific Ocean right there, and the waters are they're not cool, they're cold. So it's got Pacific water from the north, the west, and the south. So these are very cool growing areas, and I read that for every mile closer to the coast you get for the vineyards, the temperature drops 1 degree. And the soil's really unique there because a million years ago, or who knows how long ago, well, I guess somebody knows how long ago, this was the floor of the Pacific Ocean. So the soil is all remains of odd sea creatures. And so it's not the land you get everywhere for wine. So this is actually a really great place for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And Trader Joe's has been having a Santa Rita Pinot Noir for the last few years, but this is the first Chardonnay in a little bit. And it's excellent. It's really, really good. I'm going to take a sip. Let me talk about who made it, maybe? I don't know. These Grand Reserve wines at one point were supposed to be kind of equal to a retail store wine, maybe at twice the price, which put it in the $25 range. And, you know, I don't know if that's a one-on-one thing, but that's what they used to say. And I kind of believe with this one. You don't get too many Santa Rita Hill Chardonnays for inexpensive. I mean, 17, 18, 19, 20, and then up to 40, 45, 50. You know, $12.99 is not where they come from. The back label is a wine that says who made it is a wine company that is out there, but I couldn't find them anywhere. But I did track down who the parent company is. But it says Vinted and Bottled By, and Vinted and Bottled By, and there's several companies, so you can't tell what that means. But it means they didn't make the wine, but they bottled it. But that just could be this one. Another one might have, but or it could be a finished wine from somebody, a winery in Santa Rita Hills, that they got. There was excess wine. They purchased it, and it threw all these different companies. They don't really want you to know. This is a possibility. I don't know if this is it. But if a winery in Santa Rita Hills had a $25 Chardonnay, they had excess wine, and Trader Joe's does pay up front when they buy these things through all the handling, and they wouldn't want you to know that you can buy their $25 wine for $12.99. That's just the whole negotiant thing, and Trader Joe's is kind of the French negotiant where a company goes and buys excess wine and sells it under their own label for a cheaper price. It's not exactly the same as a French, but it's kind of along those lines. So is this a wine from a winery? It doesn't have to be. They could have bought the grapes. They could have bought the juice. They might have done something with it. I mean, it could have been from three different vineyards, three different companies. You don't know, but you got to figure that the simplest reason is going to be the most reasonable, especially when you're trying to get a bargain wine. You want to go through 12 different people. So this is really kind of balanced and really kind of a good tasting wine. I'm going to take another sip. Again, I don't know that this was a wine that was excess, a $25 wine that was excess. I don't know that. But when I taste it, I think it could be. You know, there's a ton of different possibilities here. But it has a quality to it. There's really good balance. The acidity is seamless. The flavors are kind of intermingled. Nothing stands out, but they're there. And it's got a good length. And it's got depth and nuance. And you don't always get that from $12.99 wine. I mean, a $12.99 wine might be really tasty, but it's usually fruit-forward and fun and has like kind of cool flavors that really are fun to drink and easy to pick out. This one's got a little more depth to it. Yeah, it's sleek and it's kind of good. I mean, yeah. So this is, what do we got? Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Santa Rita Hill Chardonnay 2021. It's a nice Chardonnay, and it's a complete bargain at $12.99. You know, you don't get a single sub-ABA Chardonnays from one of the premier growing regions of the United States for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. They just don't come for $12.99 that often, and this one does, and it's a winner. You know, Trader Joe's has been kind of slow in bringing out wines lately, but this was worth waiting for. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave from cheapwinefinder.com. I think the next wine is a Pinot Noir from San Luis Obispo, and we'll be having that in a few days. So hang in there, keep it cheap, stay cool or warm or whatever you need to do out there, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Adios, bye-bye.